This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It is Free Talk Live. Hour number three kicking off now. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody.
Nobody's been on fire so far here tonight.
Ooh, yeah, feels good.
Fired up.
Fired up. I'm in preaching mode. Yeah.
We're talking about the mask world right now. Specifically, what are restaurants doing in highly obedient places like Boston and Massachusetts, where Boston.com is reporting that they're installing igloos, apparently.
Are they big igloos? Okay, we're not going to go through that.
No, they're big enough to... And I don't know what you consider a big igloo. They're large enough to...
A big igloo is one big enough to remove the government.
No, I'm afraid these igloos won't accomplish that.
Okay, so they're little igloos.
This is for obedient people, nobody. I think you're confusing the boogaloo with the people who will actually be eating food inside igloos, outdoors, at restaurants. Little transparent igloos to help...
Transparent igloos?
To help keep them warm.
How the hell do you do that?
Looks
are they
like,
actually igloos? Are these things built up? Is it snowing anywhere in America?
No, but it is going to get cold.
I mean, Alaska.
It's going to get cold,
but usually you don't build the igloo until after the snow falls. I think that's like an Eskimo proverb.
Yeah, these are... see, you're confused. You think they're going to make the igloos out of snow, but no, they're making them out of what looks like plexiglass.
That's not an igloo, that's a tent.
Well, it looks like an igloo because it's roundish, right? So it's not your typical tent shape. It's an igloo shape. There's a hatch on the side of it.
Well, when people go to these restaurants, we should warn them that they say they will be in igloos, but actually their suffering will be intense.
I like what DLive chatter Halladol says about this. He says igloos are made of ice. He says those are biodomes, dude. Remember the movie Biodome?
Oh wow! Step into your biodome. We wouldn't want you having any cow flatulence to ruin the ozone layer or whatever it is we're on about this week.
I've actually never even seen the movie, but I do remember that it existed with Pauly Shore. But yeah, so these teeny little biodome igloo-looking things, they're going to be installing these in Boston area and probably other Massachusetts restaurants to try to encourage their customers to come out from your homes. You scared little folks, just come on out. We just want to feed you.
You don't need no igloo. I've been outside without the igloo, and I feel fine.
Well, you don't live in Massachusetts, so you're not steeped in fear.
It's 'cause I'm not, I mean, good God, why would I want to live in Massachusetts?
I'll tell you,
I'd love to have lived in Massachusetts when Concord and Lexington were going on. That's when I would have liked to live there.
I'm going to give you an actual quote from another one of these restaurateurs. So just to give you a look into this mindset. It is so just sick and sad. So going on to talk about how some customers aren't going to even come out, quote, I think that's really what's really hard is that there are so many things that you would be willing to do, but that doesn't guarantee that people will come, he said. We either have people who trust us or we have people who, it doesn't matter what you do, they're not coming out until there's a vaccine. Kristen Canty, owner of Woods Hill Pier 4 in the Seaport, plans to add 12 igloos to the restaurant's waterfront patio in November. She said, quote, you can be in your own little self-contained pod. It looks like a bubble, and you can see through it, so you can still see the beautiful views. Isn't that nice? You can still see out of the igloo. It's your own little bubble, and we'll bring our servers in there, and you can feel safe because nobody else is nearby you, and you can stay nice and toasty here inside this little igloo we've set up for you. Now come on out.
Wow.
That's it. The igloos, which will seat up to...
I'm just horrified. At that point, why not just have a cook come to your house? And you can at least have a nice... That would be a great agorist business, and we need to start talking about agorists. We should do, like,
they have them. They're called personal chefs.
Well, they do, but the thing is, people don't know about it. Nobody's talking about it on the radio. You can't advertise agorist businesses, but you can advertise agorist business models.
You can advertise agorist businesses. You just have to, you know, you have to be willing to face whatever consequences
and,
are going to come.
Maybe that's the thing. Maybe I'll start a website to close their business and reopen it maybe as an agorist business and just say, I'm not following your rules, so if you don't like that, don't come to my store. I'm not open to the public. I'm open to the members of the club.
Yep,
they've got a great big club, and we're not part of it. We're nobody. Well, maybe we should form
our own club.
Damn club.
Absolutely.
Let me noodle on that for a minute.
Yeah, why not? A private club is actually a good way, I would say, to get around some of these ridiculous restrictions if you're not a business owner who's willing to actually just be brave like the owner of Fucking Great is here in Keene, which we'll talk about later.
Oh, that place is fucking great.
The igloos, which will seat up to 6 people, will require a food and beverage
minimum. Those aren't big igloos. Big igloos should have units of 30 men.
Okay, there you go. Require a food and beverage minimum.
And women. I mean, let's be cool about it. It's the current year.
That will change depending on whether it's a weekday, weekend, or brunch meal, though Kenty said they're still working out the price. The igloos aren't cheap. Each one costs the restaurant around $1,700, with heat and decorations adding to the overall cost. That's going to be added into the cost of your food, by the way.
Oh, yes, it is.
Yeah.
It lets you go to a place that just doesn't do it.
While Kenty said,
people close down and they say you can only come in if you're in the club, and the club doesn't wear the mask. And if you want not to be in the club, just put on the mask. Then you're not in the club and you can't come in.
Stay out. While Kenty said she hopes people start embracing,
if we have to segregate, we will segregate, but I will not be without a place to eat.
She said she hopes people start embracing outdoor dining in the winter. She's also making adjustments indoors, adding plexiglass dividers between tables so that, quote, if people do move inside and feel comfortable eating inside, then they feel like they're divided and not really near the other customers.
Take that and multiply it by there's nowhere that you can legally exist and be comfortable and without this nagging feeling in the back of your head that the police are going to kick down the door because you didn't believe them.
Other restaurant owners are taking it day by day. Yashia Noor, who owns Tukwale Halal Cafe in East Boston, only recently constructed a parklet for outdoor dining. What the hell is a parklet? It's a covered area for eating.
And government, if you want to know why I don't trust you, think about the sinking of the Maine. Think about every war you've ever started. Think about that while he's talking.
He's hoping it'll get utilized as much as it can before winter arrives, but he said he's having a hard time finding outdoor heaters. Quote, we made the decision not to put seats inside the restaurant because we have a smaller, tiny place to begin with. Even though we'd be able to fit 2 or 3 tables, honestly, it wouldn't be safe. We don't know We don't know what the virus holds, so I have to protect our staff and customers. Instead, he says,
will not be pussified like that. I'm sorry.
Me neither. We're going day by day, he said. Today might be the best day, and then comes next week, and we're lucky to have 2 or 3 customers. I think the biggest takeaway from this is the community's been really good to us. People have been walking in and supporting us. We're not looking to make money this winter. We're just looking to stay open and continue to serve our food.
Wow.
That's how bad it is out there. These restaurants, as we reported yesterday.
They're begging. Yeah. They're begging to be allowed to make a living. They'll do anything, even if they know it's not going to make money.
Yeah.
It's like they have to work. They have to do something, and you won't let them operate a real restaurant. And that's the other thing, is if you're going to go to all the trouble of bringing out, you know, half a dozen militiamen to make sure that your restaurant doesn't get closed, I would suggest always, as an economist, always making sure you're open to full capacity.
In a recent poll conducted by Boston.com, 57% of pussy readers who took the survey said they still don't feel comfortable.
Pussy reading, is that a thing? If that's a profession, I am going to find my guidance guidance counselor and have give him a very strongly worded letter.
Who took the survey said they still don't feel comfortable eating indoors. 57%.
Just go home. Wouldn't bother us when, you know, you're ready.
Looking at the numbers Gibson or Gilson said is crucial while trying to figure out the next steps and how to get food to the people who won't be dining in anytime soon. 855, 450, free, like freedom, so look for that now. Igloos are going up. These little heated bubbles, as they were described. Literally, people are going to be eating in bubbles in Boston, and I suspect in other cities near you. 855 450 free. It's Free Talk Live.
Porkchop, his coat is very thick. He's an Akita, German Shepherd, Lab, Husky mix. Harold, the Border Collie Pit mix, has the most beautiful jet black coat. Stuart, my rat carrier, has fur now where he never had it before.
DINOVITE.com.
Dynavite will give them a beautiful, lustrous coat. It will make you smile.
Get some Dynavite. How happy your dog will be.
DINOVITE.com.
News from news.bitcoin.com. The U.S. Federal Reserve's announces increased inflation, devaluing your U.S. dollar holdings. Pornhub increases crypto payment options, perverts worldwide rejoice. Leading stock exchanges in the EU list Bitcoin. Revolut adds Bitcoin Cash and Litecoin support. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can relax and enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with fellow ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. Mark your calendar for June 28th through July 4th, 2021. We'll see you at forkfest.party.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want here. Toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I didn't hear what you said there, nobody. You weren't talking into your microphone.
Oh, it's not cued.
Oh, okay. No
just
worries.
Just talk amongst yourselves.
Yeah. No worries. So, I mean, I've got the story here if we need to go with it that direction. But we're going to be on the way discussing what I think is, at least what I hope, is a fake story. this is
mad.
Fake. This is a fake opinion piece. But it's going to be amusing. So we will we'll get into that coming up.
I lied. I said I was going to read this. And the reality is that in the throes of my passion of delivery of my prophecy. There,
yes.
Apparently, I killed my laptop.
You knocked your laptop's power cable out.
The first casualty of the revolution.
Well, that's okay. I've got it here, nobody.
Yes, please.
You gave me the link to United Wildlife Union. The author here is named Cade, allegedly. And the website itself is pretty new. Like, it just started back in August. There's only three or four articles on the site. And the article you had found, now where did you find this thing?
And why didn't I leave it there? I found it on Facebook.
Okay.
And I have no idea who posted it.
Was it posted in a way that suggested that the person who posted it agrees with the headline, which is, why white people owning dogs is racist? Or was this person?
I don't remember. I think it was just a summary or a quote from the story or something. And, I mean, the thing is, it's hard to tell because I read it and I'm like, oh, yeah, you really cherry picked something that sounded ridiculous. But, you know, I haven't heard the whole story. I've only seen the title. So I have no idea how I was racist for all those years that I wanted a dog. And they're going to give it to me good and hard, I guess. And, you know, so before we start, I think I should offer my apology that if anybody in the audience feels offended that at one time I had a dog, she died, I loved her a lot. And the thing is, if that offends you, or bothers you, well, excuse me.
Well, here's the story from Cade, spelled Caide. Way back in time, almost 12,500 years ago, the first canines were becoming domesticated. Through toil and hardship, people had earned the trust of our now beloved best friends. The symbiotic relationship between dog and woman was very groundbreaking, as humans had never been this close to an animal before. Humans would provide shelter and care for the dogs.
Okay, this is getting gross.
Huh?
Humans had never been that... What are they doing?
They're talking about humans domesticating dogs.
Oh, okay, just living closely.
Humans would provide shelter and care for the dogs, and in turn, the dogs would hunt and fetch firewood for humans. The reason I'm detailing this history...
That's exploitation.
...is for you is so everyone understands the importance of the events that took place all these years ago. According to bioarchaeologist Gregor Larson, and I bet if we look him up...
What site did you say this comes from?
You gave this to me. It's from the United Wildlife Union.
So they formed a union. They're unionizing?
The wildlife?
Are these their demands? The demands of the wildlife union?
So they do link to this Professor Gregor Larson, who...
Everything seems surreal.
...is from the Oxford Biological Anthropology, supposedly. He claims that this guy says that the domestication of dogs started in two places, Eastern and Western Eurasia. The Eurasian people worked nonstop to gain and maintain the trust of these gorgeous creatures, but it was all stolen from them. The greedy actions by white people stained the history books forever.
Damn those white people messing it all up again. Screw them.
What actually happened? Shortly after, the Eurasian people worked so hard to train and bond with wolves, most of them were shipped off and given to Europeans. These filthy white savages took the work and credit.
Did they say filthy white savages?
Yes. From the guy,
I mean, they're allowed to. I'm not going to hit them for it.
The writer is a white guy.
Like, damn. Oh, the my God. Right. Oh, okay. So it's like rap?
What do you mean?
Where you can use the word?
What, white guy? Or savages?
Well, I mean, you
white
know,
savages?
If anybody else said that would be offensive.
You mean white savage?
Well, no. Like, you know, they use the shortened version of the N-word.
Wigger? You talking about wigger?
No.
I'm going to hit the dump on that just to be safe.
I'm sorry. I thought that was legal. But
I don't know. I'd rather be safe about that one because some radio stations can get really
uppity. I'm definitely not saying that with any hate.
Yeah.
I will say right now that if I think it's time that when people start going out and taking people unnecessarily, that we just...
Taking people unnecessarily? What do you mean by that?
Yeah. Well, I mean, when they start arresting people,
mm-hmm. they're doing
for
that.
These masks. It's
gonna, for the masks.
Yeah, it's gonna happen.
Sure,
I think it has happened.
They've certainly been ticketing people.
Cranks the noose tighter.
They've been ticketing people in places for it. That's basically an arrest. Yeah.
And imagine you're a poor person. You have to pay $1,000. So whoever you are, all I want you to know is, if I mean, what we need is a militia.
How did we get from talking about dogs and white to
the
militia?
I'm sorry. I've been brainstorming over here.
Okay.
That's why I'm.
Well, should we finish the story about the dogs?
Yeah, finish up.
Okay. So it says here, the filthy white savages took the work and credit from the Eurasian people and branded these magnificent creatures as their own. The need for white people to claim pre-made or pre-discovered things is not isolated to just this incident. Countless times in history, whites have been caught stealing the work and talent of POC, which I believe stands for people of color, for their own success. Because it's bad to call somebody colored, but now you can call them people of color, and it's totally fine.
Yeah. The thing about that is, and I don't blame this on black people, I blame this on the politically correct movement.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that they do is they keep you off balance, the PC movement. And most black people that I know hate PC culture as badly as I did. I mean, but the thing is, you know, they keep changing the rules. They change them all the time. And it's like, I'm 51 years old. I don't remember all these things that I have to. I can't own a dog, you know, for some reason.
In order to appease these people.
And there's nothing in this article that's going to give any indication of why I can't own a dog.
Well, because you're a white person, according to this guy.
Their entire premise is absurd. I don't care what color any of these people were. I don't care what color I am. I reside from the white race years ago. I'm a human
race, yeah.
And I invite you all, I invite all of America to declare yourselves human.
Yes,
and
I agree.
Say that when they come for your fellow humans, you will stand up. And in case you're wondering, this is why we need AR-15s. Mm. If they come for our black brothers, stand up. If they come for our brown brothers, stand up. Because that's what the militia's for. That's why it exists. Because somebody is there, and that somebody needs to have a weapon to protect his neighbor, no matter who he is.
Yeah, I just don't think this article is possibly real, but maybe it is.
I mean, I'm not upset about the article. The article is hilarious.
He's got one more point.
I'm upset that they keep lying to us.
He's got one more point.
He's killing me. I can't hear this many falsehoods.
We'll share that coming up here. It's Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live is aired on nearly 200 radio stations throughout the week, and we've been doing this for almost 18 years. You can call in any evening from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern to talk about whatever's on your mind. Sure, you can waste your time on Facebook and reach dozens of surly posters, or you can call in with your issue and reach 3 surly hosts. Oh, and nearly 500,000 weekly listeners. The number is 1-855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom.
Every year, over 1 million fires burn in America. Fortunately, firefighters are on the job, saving life and property, and you can be a part of it. 7 out of 10 firefighters and emergency responders are volunteers. There's no typical firefighter. Anyone can volunteer to serve their community. Volunteering as a first responder is really about having the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. Your community needs you. Are you ready to answer the call? Learn more and find local volunteer opportunities at makemeafirefighter.org.
U.S. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the longtime Supreme Court justice who attained near cult-like status among progressive circles, has passed away at the age of 87 from complications surrounding metastatic pancreas cancer. The late Supreme Court justice, who spent more than two decades on the bench in the highest court in the land, is survived by two children, Jane Carroll and James Stephen Ginsburg. Ginsburg was appointed to the Supreme Court in 1993 by President Bill Clinton. She battled back from two forms of cancer in the past, but her health began to take a downturn in December 2018 when she underwent pulmonary lobectomy after two malignant nodules were discovered in the lower lobe of her left lung. RBG was the second woman and the first Jewish woman ever appointed to the Supreme Court. She had her family nearby and passed peacefully, according to her family. This is USA Radio News. Forces of nature are colliding in the western United States, and wildland firefighters are now caught in the middle, with emerging research suggesting the smoke that firefighters breathe on the front lines of the wildfires is now putting them at greater risk from the coronavirus, with potentially lethal effects. At the same time, firefighting conditions make precautions such as social distancing and hand washing difficult. It's increasing the chance that once a virus enters a fire camp, it could quickly spread. The Trump administration has opened investigations into Princeton University over the school's president's recent statement that students there are facing systemic racism and that racism is embedded in the structure of the university. The Education Department notified Princeton this week they are examining the university's admitted racism and whether that means it made materially false statements for years when it assured the public and the federal government that it does not discriminate based on race. This is USA Radio News.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up absolutely anything that you want to here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's been an absurd night here as far as the news is concerned.
Every night's an absurd night. We're in the crazy times.
Yeah, it's getting worse over time, too, now with restaurants in the Boston area building igloo bubble things for people to eat in outside. And now this bizarre story about... This person over at United Wildlife Union claiming that it's somehow racist to own dogs as white people, which I don't know if this is even a real story, but
wow.
It's nonetheless hilarious.
Life is inseparable from parody now.
Yeah.
And the thing is, it's... I think the reason that everything seems so surreal is all of a sudden it's like we're watching a cartoon of history.
It is bizarre.
To me, I feel like the Truman Show in reverse, where I'm just strapped to a chair somewhere, like 1980, or no, like a Brazil. Clockwork Orange, and I got my eyes open,
yeah.
And they're showing me this movie, and they're trying to make me believe that it's real.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like,
no,
it's not real, but nonetheless, they keep trying to tell me that it's real.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm being gaslighted, and you know how it makes me feel?
Hmm.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore.
apparently D. Snyder is more than willing to continue taking it.
He's just going to take it like a whore.
I mean,
what do you charge for that statement, you think? Come on, what are you scared of?
Yeah, I don't know, man. I mean, you know, all these things are being reversed on people. Like, the guy who's saying we're not going to take it is now advocating that people take it.
But that's what you do. That's a killing of the king, is what they call that. The man you think is going to stand up, they make him get down on his knees and, like, cut his head off or, you know, at least have jolly good fun with him for a while and humiliate him. And I just have this image of him making that statement, humiliated. Like, he had just watched them, like, because, you know, these people, the CIA has people that are just psychopaths, and they will do literally anything. And we didn't complain when they were doing it everywhere else in the world, and now our chickens have come home to roost.
I want to go to Fabian. He's calling us from Switzerland. Good morning, Fabian.
That's the land of a militia.
Thank you for the call tonight. Go ahead.
Hello, guys. Can you
hear
me? Hey, hey.
We got you.
Great. Well, first I was calling in because the Discord disappeared for some reason.
Yeah,
it got banned.
Yeah, we told too much truth, and we had a transsexual. I think it was a transphobic attack on our candidate that they were trying to silence.
We still don't know. They have yet to actually respond to my inquiry about
this. Well, of course
they
don't. That's the arrogance of corporate America.
Sure.
They don't know if they're going to get your money or not, and they don't care because they're going
to
get enough from the government.
Yeah, they don't have to tell you anything.
They don't have to work anymore, and they got welfare.
It seems like a common thing that they ban when people talk, you know, like they just don't like discussion for some reason. It's very sad. I have to say.
Well, yeah.
But I was listening to the program, and
before you go on, Fabian, I'm sorry to interrupt. I just want to say that this weekend, I hope, we're going to be announcing the thing that will replace Discord, which is a more decentralized, self-hosted option. That we had to build a whole new server just to put this thing online. So it's up and running right now, but I have only had a chance to log in. I haven't had a chance to make any channels or set any settings or whatever. So it's going to be a little bit. I'm going to probably send an email out to the amplifiers first so the Free Talk Live amplifiers can have first crack at it and get in there and create their accounts and help us do a little beta testing of it. Anyway, go ahead with what you're going to say.
Yeah, well, first of all, that sounds great. You know, like it's really bad being dependent on, you know, these discussion-hating people, you know, that really have no interest in having a good conversation and resolving issues, like men or women.
Oh, well, they'll let you discuss things as long as you're discussing the things that they approve of.
Well, the thing is,
of course.
He said, now am I understanding you correctly that when you say as men, you're saying we occasionally talk with our hands? Because men do that sometimes.
Yeah.
Aha, I like that. I like where you're going with this.
Well, anyhow, you know, this was the other thing, because I was, you know, I called them because of Discord, but then I was watching the program, and you were talking about, like, white people and stuff like that, and what I have to say is, like, me as a European, you know, like, this concept, what there is in the United States, like, white people, stuff like that, like, where do you get this from?
It's the media, man. The media does. The media has been generating hate. It has been a stream of hate for years now here. And it's nothing but. It's like, you know, when they take a couple of chickens. When they're going to have a cockfight, and they, like, jam them together so they get mad at each other?
Yeah.
That's what the media is doing here, and it does it over and over.
Yeah.
And people are dying because of this now.
Yeah, because, for example, like, here in Europe, like, I'm from Switzerland, you know, and I'm not the same like a Spanish guy, but he's also white in some sense, but I've never think of him like, oh, that's but a white guy or whatever, like... We have never had this conversation about race this, like, this deep.
Because you just think about him as your friend.
Yeah.
Yes!
Why would you think of him any other way?
Yeah.
They didn't do anything to us! You know, even if you get mad about families, it's like, what on God's green earth are people mad at?
You know, what I think that people need to trust their neighbors, you know, that's a big issue.
Yes.
That people, that they have so much distrust in their fellow neighbor, and they start trusting the government more than anything else. And it's like, what's wrong with you guys, man?
People are afraid of their neighbors.
Do you have a rifle in your house, sir? Do you have a weapon?
Yeah.
My understanding is they're required by law there. So if this is legally sensitive, please don't get yourself into. But
do you want to answer that question, Fabian?
You don't
again,
have.
Please.
Do you have a rifle? My understanding is that people.
I'm in a shooter's club. I have a Sturmgewehr 57, and I have also a Sig 310.
Well, thank you for doing your service for the militia. Thank you for your service. And, you know, you're a good example. You're in some ways what America needs to become, you know. And let me tell you something. If you were out in the street and the police were killing your neighbor, would you make them stop? Would you stand up and say, you can't kill my neighbor?
Like, if I would stand with the police if they were killing my neighbors, no, of course not. It's obvious, or not? No, of course not. Jesus Christ.
Why not?
No.
You're saying you wouldn't stand with the police?
No. What I'm saying is, would you help your neighbor if the police were coming after it? We're just killing them.
Yeah, of course.
Yes, thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. We've just Jesus joined Christ. The human race. Let's be the human race, okay? And if they come for you, I will stand up. And if they come for me, I hope, you know, well, you're a long way away, but if you send $5 to the defense fund or something, you know, whatever you can do.
Okay. I just want you guys to remember, it's not only in the United States that people think about liberty. It's also here in Europe. There are some guys, very few, yeah. I have to say. In Switzerland, it's strong. In Switzerland, it's strong. We are very strong about liberty. The rest of Europe, oh my God, it's unfortunately a bunch of communists.
That sounds like our problem here in New Hampshire. Thank you, Fabian, for the call tonight. I appreciate it, man.
Yeah, we got communists all over this country, and they're using people in nefarious ways.
Now they want to stop you from owning a dog. We'll finish up this this piece here, this questionable veracity piece.
Mad, call I it.
The United Wildlife Union, Cade, has a few more thoughts.
I can't believe they unionized. We were good to them.
We're coming up here. I mean, it's Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
With a Mech-Tech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, Mech-Tech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that Mech-Tech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, Free Talk Live here. We'll talk to you about whatever's on your mind. All you got to do is dial in toll-free, 855-450-FREE with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Nobody.
Be sure you check out electnobody.com for a little bit more from Nobody and a lot more from Nobody. You can watch his show.
Nobody has a right to do this stuff.
You can watch his show tonight starting at 10:30 Eastern Time, and that is going to be exclusive to our video platforms, DLive and Twitch. You can go to DLive.LRN.FM and follow our channel there, or Twitch.LRN.FM, and you can follow that channel if you prefer. I got to say, I like DLive better. The video quality is better quality there, and also you don't have to watch advertisements that Twitch does, like the pre-roll ads.
This is irritating because I do this Twitch thing, you know, when you
whenever
say
I
that,
say the word.
But then, like a couple of days ago, yeah. I was like, somebody started yelling at me about like this gesture Trump made like years ago, and he's really mad at me about it. And,
what did you do?
And so, well, I couldn't figure it out, so I watched the video, and he showed me the video, and it was Trump giving his one of, you know, his one of, you know, obviously this man is unstable, come on, he's a fruit ball, but he's brilliant as a troll. Mm-hmm. You should just let him be a troll. Just stop doing what he says. Don't follow his orders by any means. Just let him troll us, because we love it when you troll us, John. Don, we love it when you troll whoever you are, whoever this guy is. I don't know. He's not my president. I mean,
I don't want a president.
I want a troll.
You got
so
one.
I said to the guy, it's not the president I want. It's the troll. So that's what we should do. When we vote for a president, it should just be somebody to make fun of people who are doing stupid stuff.
Which is why it should have been Vermin Supreme that the Libertarians nominated.
I'm not going to say that because I love JoJo. And JoJo is the last best hope for peace. And that's all I want is to give peace a chance here. I mean, I want to live in America where if the police are killing somebody in the street, that somebody's not going to say, oh, man, that's awful. I'm going to have to come back in 12 hours and get really mad about that. No, make them stop. Make them stop. Don't let them do it anymore. Just make them stop. And if you have to kill them, kill them. But don't burn down the town. Just kill them. Make them stop.
Let's go to Jerry in Florida. Appreciate the passion from nobody. Jerry, you're on.
Yeehaw, I'm going to roll.
I agree with you there, Ian. I mean, nobody's been on a run tonight. I cannot wait for Nobody Tells the Truth. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, JBG, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry for hearing her passing, you know, but I think all them judges, you know, I don't think I don't think the Supreme Court is worth the crap anyways, but and I can't wait for Nobody Tells the Truth tonight, and I think they're all corrupted anyways, that they're at the top, but
sure.
I hope nobody gets into it. Maybe you can discuss that or whatever you
oh.
do. I can't wait for it tonight. You guys are on a roll, man. I've been loving it.
Well, I'll tell you, brother, you tune in to 10:30 and you're going to see something you haven't seen before.
Really?
I'm going to show you something new.
Well, I don't know if you could show that on
favor,
the D-Live. I don't know what you got in mind, but something you
can't
put on camera.
I don't know what I got in mind either, but they shut down D-Live. I'll get a bullhorn, go out in the street, and anybody who wants to record me can. But I've got an announcement. The thing is, I'm joining the military.
No, you're not.
Oh, yes, I am.
They don't want you.
I'm joining the militia.
Ah.
That's exactly what I'm doing. Since nobody else has stepped up, since we don't have anything to form around, here's what I'm going to do. I'm your chaplain until you find somebody better. So if you're feeling spiritual distress and you want to know what to do about it, come to your chaplain. And I'm going to have a vision tonight at 10:30. I might even go briefly mad. I may see fit to see to put an antic disposition on.
Our one call for the night doesn't count for Nobody Tells the Truth, correct?
That is correct. You can call back during Nobody Tells the Truth. Thank you, Jerry.
And post it to your Facebook, please.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, it's dlive.lrn.fm and twitch.lrn.fm. Let's continue here. I want to get the last paragraph here because you brought this story in, Nobody. So we want to make sure we get through to it by Cade, or at least somebody claiming to be this guy, at unitedwildlifeunion.com, which I suspect is a satire site. I don't think this is real, but let's go on. Here's what he said. So he makes the allegations that white people, he says, had taken the work of the Eurasian people who had trained and bonded with wolves, and the whites just came right in and just stole all the credit and stole all the work and branded the so-called magnificent creatures as their own. So the remainder of this piece here. He says, how does this affect us right now? If you are white and own a dog, you are openly participating and advocating for cultural appropriation and colonialism.
Oh my God, I hate that stuff. No, you can't laugh at that. That's horrible.
Reinforcing this culture is not acceptable and will come with repercussions.
See, they see it too. That's the only true thing they say.
Dogs are and always will be the living reminder of how tainted our history is as a whole. POC deserve to exclusive, which means people
taint
of color.
Indeed.
People of color, he says, deserve to exclusively own dogs as a form of restitution for their stolen ancestors' work. Supporting the idea of white dog ownership is spitting on the grave of past POC generations.
You see, the thing is, normally I can read this. Like, what I try to say to myself was, did this organization write this themselves, or did they hire a lawyer to do it?
This is not a lawyer. It's terribly, if it's a lawyer, he's not good at punctuation.
Well, then, but I was thinking it's the dogs union. So was the lawyer a dog?
Could be. It's hard for them to type, though. With International Dog Day coming up, it's important we remember and advocate for the work of people of color and never let this unbalanced history be forgotten. If you are white and own a canine, please consider donating them to a local POC family or non-kill shelter so it can truly find the perfect home.
I would never give up my dog on a ranch. I mean, she's dead, so
right. They
probably don't want her anymore. But you know, guys, you know, I mean, you want a dog. I probably got a friend with puppies, you know.
So I don't think this is real.
Me. I this has got to be parody. Please tell me it's parody.
I think it is. If you
don't think anybody could be so hateful as to write a thing like this.
It's just so dumb. It's there's three other articles.
White fragility comes from. We don't know, and that's
I'm not sure.
Like, we don't want to talk about race. White people hate to talk about race because it's terrifying.
It does. If you click on his little Twitter icon, there's nothing there. So there's no link.
You see, that's exactly the feeling I got when I was listening to the studio to the story. Is that if you clicked on his button, no light would come on.
There's a Discord link here, which I have not yet clicked on. I don't know if that one exists or not. Let's click the Discord link and see if that... invite invalid. So the Discord link is invalid. The Twitter link... I think this is fake.
Okay. Well, I'm going to assume they've killed us, and I want to take the last couple minutes to say something that I've been meaning to say, and that is I want to invite everybody who's listening to join the human race. Just join the human race, and at 10:30, if you tune in, I will give you more information, but here's what I want you to do. Post it to your social media. Put it out anywhere
that you're
can.
A human race person?
That not
that you're joining
that
the human
show.
Race?
Get as many people to tune in as you can, because I'm going to make an announcement in a way. I believe that I'm going to have a vision. And, you never know when these things are coming on, but I could have a vision and revelation, a prophecy.
Preach it, brother.
You are here because you believe that comedy can heal you. It can heal you. So I want you to tune in at 10:30 and it can heal you. Tune in and post it to your Facebook, post it to your Twitter, because they kicked me off all that stuff. They don't want people hearing from me. So whoever you are, even if you don't know who we are, just tell people to tune in.
We do have some new viewers this week, thanks to Aria, who has been getting a lot of press coverage. She's mentioned that she's on Free Talk Live.
None of them came from me?
I don't know. Maybe you.
Push
but,
it to,
you know,
okay.
No, I mean, you didn't make international headlines. So,
I did not.
We wanted you to, but you know, the news media didn't care as much about you. You don't have pretty red hair.
Well, you know the story about the Chinese doctors.
No, what about them?
Well, there are these three brothers in China.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Way long
I do know
ago,
this one.
And they were brothers.
Tell it fast.
And the oldest brother, he would cure the worst of diseases. The amazing diseases, the diseases nobody had ever seen, and he was known throughout the kingdom. And then there was a middle brother, and he cured just fair to middling diseases you don't worry about, COVID. And he was known throughout the land, and there was one who, he caught things in the bud before they stemmed. And he was only known throughout the town, but he was the best of the brothers. And it's time to take this coming nonsense that is coming, and there's some nonsense coming, and we need to nip it in the bud. And so please, get people to tune on 10:30 tonight.
Eastern Time, DLive.LRN.FM.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had got involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product
fact I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
The latest episode